Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and this morning we have Sam Allman with Allman Consulting because he's doing a seminar at Surfaces next week. So, Sam, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Sure. The Hanley Wood folks have done a great job of putting together a series of seminars, and since Sam is doing one that's, I think, very appropriate for this time we're in, I thought it might be good to get Sam on the line and give you guys a quick preview of what he's talking about. The name of the seminar that Sam's given is How to Survive and Thrive During a Slowing Economy. Sam, why don't you give us a little bit of maybe a sneak preview?
Okay, well, as you may know, I've been the last 15 years involved with Mohawk University and been in training, but my experience has been I've been in floor covering business all my life and literally started laying carpet with my dad at age 8. I don't know anybody that's still alive that's been in the business longer.
Are you that old?
That's just that I started early.
Uh-huh.
So I've watched this industry change and develop over the last 50 years, actually.
Uh-huh.
And this seminar is focused on salespeople and what they can do. So basically, I give them a big picture of things that they can do to improve their business when in a slowing economy. And the first basic that I assume in the class is that they've fine-tuned their selling skills in a way that they're not losing opportunities. Many salespeople get in ruts, and after a while, they just start doing the same thing over and over again. And when a customer comes in and the customer says, no, thank you, I'm just looking, they think, okay, they're just looking, and they no longer try to engage that customer or leave that customer alone, and so they go back to the desk, sit down. And so the class is going to be focused on what salespeople can do to improve their closing rate, improve their average ticket, increase referrals, networking more. Literally, this is what my firm belief is, that the difference between those who survive and those who thrive are those who thrive do not sit there when there's no customers in the store. I think it's what they do in between customers that count.
Okay. So the target for this seminar are people, are salespeople, or actually people maybe even who manage salespeople so that they can...
Absolutely.
So if you didn't bring your sales force, maybe you can go there and learn some things, take some notes, and then take it back to your retail operation and teach the folks that work with you.
If I were an owner, I would be there just because I want my salespeople to be more effective. I don't pay them to sit in the showroom and wait for customers to come in. I pay them for the results. And so it's not about showing up and cleaning the showroom and hoping people come in. It's what do I do when they do come in, and then what are other alternatives do I have to find customers and bring them in.
So there's basically, it sounds like there's two dimensions to this seminar. One is sharpening the skills of interacting with the consumer when she does come in the store, but also what to do when there's not much traffic in the store to bring more traffic into the store. Is that kind of what you're...
Pretty much, except for the, when we talk about skills, actually what I see, it's not necessarily the skills that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they do. It's the action they take. So, I see that the difference between peak performers and average performers is that peak performers do what average performers either refuse to do or are afraid to do or too lazy to do.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, what qualifies you really to talk about this is that, not only did you grow up in the business, but for quite some time now, you've been interacting with many of the dealers, and so you actually get a lot of feedback from those guys about what works and what doesn't work. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. I've done training for CCA Global. I've done training for Abbey. I've been very involved in the training side. 15 years ago when I felt like we needed training. My dad's idea of training was, here's a carpet sample, and if you get confused, fuzzy side, go up, go sell that customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no training and no sales training. And, even with territory managers, with all the mills that I've been involved with, the average territory manager never reads a book on selling. And if they would just work on improving their skills and do what they need to do, like closing the sale and asking the right questions and engaging the customer, they would be much more effective than they are now. And I mean, you think about it, that this a retailer spends thousands of dollars in advertising to bring people in the store, and then you know, basically the salesperson gives them one chance, and if they don't buy on the first visit, they're, you know, they never call them or talk to them again.
How has that process of interaction with the consumer, has that evolved much in the last 5 or 6 years?
Not a lot, but it certainly has evolved. You still have to do the basics like building rapport and so forth, but you have to understand that the today's shopper is the woman, and men sell differently than women. And that's why, I mean, I encourage retailers to add more women to their staff. But men, when they sell a woman, they have to think more like a woman. And women don't like high pressure. They don't like aggressiveness. They like information, and they like connection. So you have to build, spend more time, build a relationship. And the other assumption is that we have is that price is the issue. When most people are stepping up to luxury, they're buying better goods. You can see that through the way hard surface has evolved over the last 4 or 5 years. And, you know, hard surface is 5 or 6 times the price of sometimes the old carpet, soft surface we were selling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that sounds like it's going to be a very, very nice seminar, and one that the retailers who come to surfaces should make sure they don't miss. I appreciate you giving us a heads up on that. Let's see now. That seminar, I think you're doing it twice next week, on Thursday and Friday. What are the times for that?
Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., both Thursday and Friday.
Okay. And the Hanley Wood folks are asking people who want to go to these things to pre-register so they know what size room to put you in. So what do they go to the website, don't they?
Yeah, go to the website and look for the tab education or seminars, and should be able to sign up.
Okay, and that's the surfaces.com website. So, Sam, hopefully I'll be able to make it there. I'm not sure. It is a busy time for everybody, but if I can, I will be there. And I appreciate you giving a heads up on exactly what it is you're doing at this seminar. So it is sales training. If you have some time, I definitely would recommend this seminar. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Sam Allman, and this is FloorDaily.net.